Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the sensation that's sweeping the nation. It's the Matt Damon game on Radio 1. Hello, Spencer.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good. Where are you right now?
I'm in the car park of the accommodation block in a military training academy in Swindon. It's for officers and military police. There's also about four or five vans around me with all the builders waiting to start work, just waking up.
Right, so you're up early. So what can you see around you right now?
Lots of vans for the builders. Bit of building site. There's all the accommodation blocks where all the officers are sleeping, waiting to start their day training.
There's no danger you're going to get shot here, is there?
I kind of hope not. Okay. Wouldn't be a nice way for me to start the day.
You won't get shot shouting Matt Damon, do you? That's not a great way to go.
Would be a bit Team America, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so there are some people in vans asleep right near you.
Yeah, they're actually always starting to wake up now. They must start work at 8 o'clock.
Okay, right, so we need to be quick on this. You know the rules, all right?
Yep.
Going to do it a few times, and yep. I want you to tell me the reactions as they happen, all right?
Okay,
right. So everyone's asleep. We're in Swindon. Where are we again? Military something?
Military Training Academy.
Right, okay. Are you ready to play Matt Damon game?
Let's go.
Okay, hold the phone slightly away from you, and I need a massive Matt Damon from you now.
Ready?
Go.
Matt Damon!
Anything?
Yeah, I think the guys in the van next to me are listening to the radio.
Okay, maybe move closer towards some of the other vans where they're still asleep and do a bigger one.
Waking up, looking at me.
Are they all waking up?
Some of them are waking up.
Right. Are there any more vans around?
There's a couple.
Right, okay. I want you to go right up to the window of one.
Up to the window?
Right up to the window, right? If they're asleep.
Ready?
I'm ready. Go for it.
Matt Damon!
He pooped himself.
Good work, Spencer.
Excellent.
Matt Damon. Can I borrow your scarf, George?
Yeah, it's still warm, though. Do you mind?
Okay. This is my makeshift blindfold.
Are you starting to like George's scarf now? Because you were very rude about it yesterday.
It's quite nice. I like the way it feels on my skin.
It's quite Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. So, having...
Right. Kind of look like you should be looking into a crystal ball, the way you've put that on.
We're having a celebrity guest in every day for this week and next week. Pastry Lovies on Monday, Scouting for Girls on Tuesday. Today is Wednesday, and the guest has been booked by the one that doesn't speak. I now have a blindfold on, and I'm going to feel the guest, because I don't know who it is. So bring them in, please. Hello.
They can't talk to you yet. Don't try and get around it by saying hello to them first.
Okay. Right, they're in front of you.
Okay.
Be careful.
Okay. It's a lady's hand. It's two ladies' hands.
Well, yeah. That's a relief.
Yeah. Okay. It's definitely a lady.
Okay. Now what? The person's very carefully making sure that they only put certain body parts
in. The hair is really soft and shiny.
Okay.
That is amazing. Ooh, it's like she's doing a hair advert right in front of me. It's amazing.
Maybe it's because she's worth it.
Okay. Ooh, is that a clue?
No.
Right, shall I guess?
Yeah. Oh, this will be very quick.
Is it...
Can you see through there, by the way?
No.
All right.
Okay. Am I allowed to have a clue?
No.
Okay, is it Beyonce?
It's not Beyonce, no.
Is it... who's got nice hair? Davina McCall.
No, we could be here for a long time if you're just going on the hair thing.
Is it... I don't know.
You will know who this person is. In fact, this person is in your repertoire of impressions.
Really?
Yeah.
I do an impression of this person.
You do, yeah.
Oh, no. That's bad.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to blush first.
All right. Can I take the blindfold off?
Go on, then.
Ah! It's Danny Minogue.
Hi, Danny.
Hooray.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Got to hand it to you, the one that doesn't speak. You have booked the best guest by far.
Okay, now you have to do the impression. Come on.
Do I really have to?
Yep.
Okay, well, can I put it into context first, Danny? Okay. You know, on boot camp, which we saw on Saturday, where you have to tell them whether they're staying or going?
Yeah.
Is that a hard thing to do?
It was for me, because it was the first time and I didn't know.
Well, that's my point, you see, because you are at an unfair advantage because the others...
Unfair disadvantage.
Disadvantage because the others, they've been doing it for 3 or 4 years, haven't they? So they know what, you know, to say. But, it's okay, I'll do the impression, okay? I'm sorry to tell you that we've made a decision, and that decision is you've had a terrific journey on a train, and now you've reached the end of the line. I'm so sorry. But luckily, the train you were on wasn't on that line, so you're through to the next round. Yeah! God, you drag it out, but I love it. It's so evil.
Do you think it's evil?
Call your parents and tell them you're coming home. And then when you get home, you need to tell them it's all over. And they won't see you for a while because you'll be in London because you're coming through. Anyway, that's my impression. How embarrassing. Thanks for bringing it up, chappers. Thanks so much.
You wanted a clue, so I was trying to give you a clue to help you. What do you think of his impression?
Well, it started off very Australian, which I liked. And apparently the no is really hard to do, the Australian no.
No. Now, do you get the X Factor guilt? Because we do. You know, because some of these people that come to the auditions, they're not right, are they, Danny?
They're on the wrong side of wrong, yeah. Which is so right. Because that's what people sit in on a Saturday night and watch.
I know, but after I've laughed, I get the guilt.
Do you?
Yeah.
You never.
I don't. I'll laugh at anything.
For instance, take Thomas.
I'm Thomas.
What do you do?
I'm a musician. I play, songwrite, and I've got a whole album ready to go.
An album? What's it called?
It's called It's Thomas.
See? And then the guilt sets in just a little bit.
Have you played the album to anyone yet?
Only my family. I've been keeping it under wraps just in case.
Just in case what?
Anyone might hear it.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. Making love was just for fun. Those days are gone.
So you don't get guilt for laughing at all?
Look, Thomas has now made it on Radio 1, and he's showing the judges that we're all wrong because he thinks he's going to get playlisted now. I think you were building up his hopes. Yeah. And you are now the nastiest fifth judge.
Don't turn it around on me.
Okay, Miles, he's going to be really upset.
What about this guy?
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, my oh my, what a wonderful day.
See, no, actually no guilt there at all from me. No.
Well, he said that with that song he could remember the words.
Great. This, though, and a lot of people agree with me, I did get the guilt on this one big time.
17-year-old Emma from Ramsbottom has brought her biggest fans with her for support. Her mum, dad and sister.
Oh, that is awful.
Danny's just done an impression.
I made this dress for my daughter. It took 3 days.
She's definitely got the gift. I think she follows in my footsteps. So I used to be in the choir.
The impression of Emma, Danny, go on.
It's more a visual thing.
Oh, okay. And the audition?
I believe that the heart does go on.
I got the guilt when she walked out of the room and that dress took 3 days to make by her dad. And she came out and she went, nobody liked me dress.
I tell you what, that one I feel bad about, but you know why? Because she didn't want to be there. Her parents wanted her to be this big singer and she got halfway through singing and she said, I just can't do this anymore, can't go on. So, yeah. Poor thing.
I know, bless. I'm delighted to be able to tell you girls, after all the tragedy you've suffered in your life, when you nearly died, you're going home. You've not made it. You can't sing for Toffee. Bye. That's what you should say instead, because you only seem to twist it when they're staying. You don't twist it when it's bad news. That would make it a lot better entertainment, I think.
I think you should go in and be a judge on it.
Twist it when
you
it's...
You can sit next to Simon.
No. Right,
well,
listen.
That would be the battle of the teeth.
How rude. Right, Danny Minogue is with us on Radio 1. You've got a new single coming out as well, right?
Yeah, I do.
Tell us a little bit about that, because we're going to play it in a bit.
Okay, did this single with Jason Nevins, and it's called Touch Me Like That. Bit of a dance tune.
Okay, right, we'll do that in a minute. We had Louis in recently as well.
Yeah.
And...
Do your impression of Louis, please.
I like him. And he had a few things to say about you.
She's a much better judge than I thought she was going to be.
That's a kind of compliment from Louis, isn't it?
She's very opinionated. The Australian accent is a little bit irritating.
Does he say that to you in person?
Yes.
Wow.
There's nothing that he hasn't said on here that he hasn't said in person.
He's not... He doesn't hold back, does he, Louis?
No, but you know what? He told me I had a great bum and I didn't think he walked on that side of the street.
She looks really, really well.
Yeah.
She's had 17 hits. I don't know them, but she's had 17 hits.
That's rude. Have you had 17 hits?
Yeah.
Can you name any of them?
I can't name them all.
Go on. Okay, let's see how many of her hits Danny Minogue can name now on Radio 1. Go.
This will be nice and boring.
Yeah. Putting the needle on it.
Yeah. I begin to wonder.
Yeah.
All I want to do.
Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah.
Love and kisses.
Yeah.
Jump to the beat.
Yeah.
Don't make me do any more.
Oh, that's quite good. Six.
Yeah. You know, there's two people you've left out.
Who?
Simon and Sharon.
Yeah.
Can you do impersonations of them?
I can't do either of those.
Please,
Now, this will
you
be
know
interesting.
You know you want to. You know you want to.
My impressions are bad.
Go on.
You're through, missus.
There
you
are.
Which one was that?
That was Sharon.
Right.
And Simon.
Tag on, Aaron. Just
darling,
do you, Sharon.
Darling, that was pathetic.
Yeah. That was very good.
Do you Sharon again?
Darling.
Do you Sharon again?
You're through, Mrs.
Right. That just sounded like a generic old woman.
You're through, Mrs.
No, it's pathetic. You can't sing, darling. Yeah. Are you happy now, Danny?
I'm very happy, thank you. Right. My day is complete.
I found the best clip of you from the show.
Okay.
We've made a decision. You will not be going through.
They weren't expecting that at all. You will not be going through. I like that. I like your style on that. Can I ask you, who's the most competitive out of you lot?
Louis.
Right, really?
Yep. Definitely. He'll tell you that.
Right.
What does he do? And Simon next.
What does he do to... What will he say to you to be, like, really competitive?
Well, I don't know. I think it'll all kick in when we do the live shows, and then I think... The claws will be out.
Okay, listen, I've got. I'm going to play your single in a minute, which is a world exclusive, by the way, actually, everybody.
Have you been given the first play of something for
yeah.
the first time?
For once in my life, I've been given the first play of a single, because normally, as you know, I get the second or third play.
Katie Tunstall gave you the second play, didn't she?
Yeah, but this is going to be the first ever play of Danny's new single. You've just literally finished doing it, haven't you?
Yeah, we just did it. We haven't even done the video clip yet.
Right, we're going to play it in a minute.
It's fresh.
First of all, I need you to clear up some true or false rumours that have been going around. You know what it's like on the internet. People just write anything these days. Sunita says she would have been much better as a judge than Danny, but Simon wouldn't let her. True or false?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know if she was offered that. I did read the article the other day, though.
Danny says she's been invited to a strip joint by Simon, but declined. That's in the paper today.
Yeah, that's true.
And you didn't go?
Nope.
Why did he invite you to that?
Oh, I don't know. It just came up in conversation.
God, Danny, darling, would you like to go to a strip joint with me? Actually, no.
No.
It's more Kath and Kim, I'm sorry. Danny says she would never date Simon because his hair is too square.
Yes, true.
Don't like guys with square hair?
No.
No.
Not on the list.
Her and Sharon are barely on speaking terms.
No.
Okay. Danny thought she would be axed from the judging panel when they got rid of that Brian bloke to bring back Louis.
Yes.
You thought you were going to be axed?
Yeah.
You thought there was going to be another cull?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm sorry, Danny, but you're going home.
You're not through. Simon says he prefers Danny to Kylie any day.
Apparently.
Really?
Apparently.
But he said he was going to... He's made you into a worldwide megastar. Didn't he spot you on Australia's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Is that where he first... I mean, obviously he'd seen you before, but he saw you doing that show and thought she could be good for X Factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know everything.
And... You wanted
That's
to
written on the sheet in front of you.
I do my own research. I think you're fine. You wanted,
do you really?
I did this all myself at home last night, right. Actually, Chopper.
Okay.
You wanted to try pole dancing in an interview that was ages ago. Have you had a go yet?
I've tried it, but it's way too hard for me. I'm not fit enough.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay, but you have had a go.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
and that was
like
Danny
it.
Minogue, True or False, on Radio 1. Sadly, Danny, every day what we've been doing is getting our special guest to do maybe a couple of lines of the ladies' bra so we can make a montage at the end of our 2 weeks on this show. So far we've had some Page Three Lovelies doing it and the brilliant band Scouting for Girls. Would you just give it a quick go for us?
I will.
Okay. Do you want to sing along with the track or without?
I don't know what's better.
With. Okay, so it's the ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers, and the ladies' bras. Danny Minogue, the ladies' bras on Radio 1.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers, and the ladies' bras. You give me a bit now, come on.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers, and the ladies' bras.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers, and the ladies' bras.
Danny Minogue!
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Radio 1, Plain White Tees, and Hey There, Delilah.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills, International Radio 1.
Right, now, this all started a while back when we did a thing called the Dave Game. Because if you phone up anywhere in the UK, there will be a Dave there. Anywhere, randomly. Or they'll know someone called Dave. And then we started taking it international... with some stereotypical names from each country. The last one did go slightly tragically wrong because we did Hans or No Hans in Germany. Mm-hmm. And sadly, Hans had been dead for 4 years.
Yeah.
But it's back on Radio 1. Let's go international. Let's go worldwide, baby. It's Spain.
Oh.
And let's play Pedro or No Pedro on Radio 1. What do you think? I'm going to call somewhere randomly. Did these earlier. Pedro or No Pedro?
I'm going No Pedro.
Hola, Atractivo.
Hola.
Hola. Quisiera hablar a Pedro.
Pedro?
Mm.
Aquí no hay Pedro. It's Café Sydney.
Yes. Is Pedro there?
But there's no Pedro here.
No Pedro?
No.
Where is he?
You mean the cook?
Hmm.
Yeah, well, he's working now in Switzerland, I think. Or in Austria.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have his number, I'm sorry.
Why did he move?
Well, because he felt like it. I don't know, ask him.
All right.
I don't know, Stefan or someone.
Call where?
Stefan or someone of Pedro's friends, if you know him.
Oh, Stefan, yeah, okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
I know Stefan, I call him. There we are. So that is kind of Pedro.
Well, he isn't there, though.
No, but he was there once.
Yeah,
he's moved to Austria now. He's still a Pedro, I think.
Now do we have to play Pedro or No Pedro in Austria?
No, I can't be asked.
All right.
Okay, right, next one. Right, we're calling Iceland. Björk or No Björk? What do you think?
I'm going to say No Björk.
You're saying No Björk in Iceland. Okay. George, what do you think? Björk or No Björk?
No Björk.
Grand Hotel Reykjavik, contact.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I speak to Björk, please?
Speak to...
Björk.
Björk. Do you know in which department?
Do you have lots of Björks?
No.
You just don't know which one to put me through to, do you?
No. So, do you have a last name or?
No, all I have is Björk.
I have a sister called Björk.
Oh, that's it.
That's so, it.
Where does she work? Maybe I can have your sister's number.
She's working in a bank, so.
Oh. Do you have the number?
Yes, okay. But you know, but you want to, you know, talk to someone in the hotel. But
I just want to talk to someone called Björk.
Yes.
Go on, give us the number of the bank then.
No.
Oh, I just want to speak to Björk. Please. No. Okay, so is that a Björk or no Björk?
No, that's not a Björk.
No. Her sister's called Björk.
No. Where does Björk work? That was nice.
Okay, and next, one more. That's right, we're heading over to our friends in Russia for Vladimir or no Vladimir. Chappis.
I'm going to say yes, Vladimir.
You're saying Vladimir.
Yeah.
George.
Yes, Vladimir.
Laura?
Yeah.
Dobry dzień, jestem z Moskwy. How can I help you? Здравствуйте. Is Vladimir there, please?
Pardon?
Can I speak to Vladimir?
Vladimir?
Yes.
EDP manager. Moment,
yes.
I'll connect you.
Check this guy out. We've got a Vladimir. Hello.
Hello.
Vladimir?
Yep.
How are you?
Fine. Who is it speaking?
It's Scott.
Uh-huh.
How are you? You right?
Fine. I'm fine. And you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on? What are you doing?
Right now, I'm putting the monitor on the shelf.
Putting the monitor on the shelf? You having a good day?
Yes, quite a good.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a short break. I'm going to the vacation.
Oh, where are you going?
Egypt.
Oh, that'll be nice. Nice and hot.
As usual, it's nice weather usually at that time.
So good weather.
Lovely time for Egypt.
Well, have a good holiday.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I think I've got the wrong number, Vladimir.
Pardon me?
I think I've got the wrong number.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye then.
Mm-hmm. So Vladimir isn't a friend of yours?
No, never spoke to him in life before. I think he thought that he does know me, though. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.